From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Public education has often been the number one issue in the Utah Foundation's election year survey of voter concerns. This year it ranks second on the Utah Priorities Project list, and while there's been perpetual concern over the funding level for Utah schools, there's also some good news to report. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
Utah spends less per student in its public schools than any other state. Not just a little less, 15% less than Idaho, the next on the list. Utah's been at the bottom since 1988. There are several reasons for that last place ranking, but the most important is the high ratio of children to adults in Utah, 20% more kids as a proportion of the population than most other states. The Utah Foundation looks at the funding picture a little differently. It measures what's called funding effort. How much does the state spend on schools compared to the combined income of everyone in the state? By that measure, Utah was in the top 10 until recently. Utah Foundation President Steve Cruz.
We saw that top 10 in the nation ranking for funding effort decline over the rest of the 90s and into the 2000s until we hit a low of 33rd in the nation in 2007, so well below average. And this came from a series of property tax cuts, income tax cuts, and sharing the formerly earmarked income tax with other things in the state budget.
Cruz says Utah's education funding effort began to recover in 2008, got up to 24th in 2009, but the latest figures show it slipped back to 29th. But that doesn't mean there's no good news coming out of Utah's schools. Cruz says there's been a surprising turnaround in test scores on the National Assessment of Educational Progress, a nationwide test given to fourth graders and eighth graders.
In reading and math, we saw our scores decline to around 30th in the nation several years ago for most of the grades and exams, but we're starting to see a turnaround. And I don't think this is getting enough publicity. So if you look at math scores, for example, back in 2007, our fourth graders were 28th in the nation, but in 2011, they jumped to 19th best in the nation, so back in the top 20. For our eighth graders, it's been a smaller change, going from 30th in the nation to 26th in the most recent tests. If we look at reading, our eighth graders jumped from 29th in the nation in 2007 to 20th in the nation. So once again, back in the top 20 in 2011.
There have been similar gains in reading scores. And in science, Utah students rank 6th in the nation. Adjusted for statistical error, only North Dakota can claim better scores in science. Larry Shumway, Utah's outgoing state school superintendent, pointed out some other gains in his final State of Education address this week, with higher curriculum standards and gains in minority student achievement. But he said the state's perpetual position in school funding is holding students back.
We cannot have the best school system in the country and be the lowest in the country in funding. For emphasis. Let me repeat, we can't be first if we're always last. We don't have to outspend everybody else, but our current position in last place when it comes to the fiscal resources available for public schools is standing in the way of progress. It's standing in the way of our goal to be the best that we can be for our kids.
School funding and everything else depends on the economy, and that was a pretty discouraging picture in Utah for several years. But the state's economic situation is starting to look a little brighter, and that's the top issue in the Utah Priorities Project listing this year. More on that tomorrow. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.